Attention Austin guitarist, are you having problems with your pedals? Have you ever wanted a custom-built pedal? Well, I have the guy for you. That's Paul English at English Electronics. His pedals have been used by Charlie Sexton, Billy Harvey, and more. I use the English Electronics 4049 as my main boost and crunch pedal, and I love it. It gives my tone warmth while packing the punch I need. You can visit English Electronics East Austin shop by appointment only, so call them at 512-633-5106 or go to English Electronics on Facebook. That's English Electronics. Let's get down.
You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope your 2019 is off to a rockin' start. I know mine is. Gang, if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, Skyrocket is playing a show tonight in Austin for the first time in a while. We're playing at the Highball. We play from 10 to 1 a.m. Come on out. It's a free show. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good time. We haven't played in Austin since like last August. So I'm pretty excited about that, seeing some old friends we haven't seen in a while, saying hello to the people. And then Sunday, we take off to Pittsburgh. Yeah, we're playing there on Monday. We're playing Pittsburgh on Monday and then coming back on Tuesday. So heading out there to play a corporate show for some people we've played quite a few shows for. I'm excited to get that return business. Always good, isn't it? Yeah, means we're doing a good job. New Year's Eve was great at Fitzgerald's. It was sad. You know, I've been playing that place. You guys might have heard this already if you haven't. My first gig there was July 18th, 1988. And we played the very last show there on New Year's Eve. And it was emotional. You know, they used to manage my band. And I played there with almost every band I've had. I have, with every band I've had. With Stranger was the first band, then Panjandrum, then Love Tree. Then I played with Mr. Rocket Baby. Then I was solo there. Then Gowdy played there. Then Johnny Gowdy and the Little Champions played there. Then Skyrocket started playing there. So I've been playing there for 30 years, man. Sad to see that place go. It's very sad to see that place go. I did get a nice hug from Sarah Fitzgerald at the end of the show. I'll post that photo. I took a photo of us on stage when she came out at midnight. It was good. It was good. I started to get a little sad during the show and a little melancholy and kind of going through my mind and all my friends and sort of my career and just like all of the times I've been on that stage, all the shows that I saw, people performing on that stage, and just kind of being moved by the fact that it was no longer going to be there for me and not no longer be a part of my life, but now just be a part of my memory, which is a weird thing. No longer tangible. Now it's just a thing I have some pictures of. Yeah, this is me. I was 19 years old first time I played there, and I was 50 the last time I played there. All right? New Year's Eve, great times. You know, if you were in Austin on New Year's Eve 2019 and you went to the big Auditorium Shore show, you might have seen my guest today, Tori Sofia and Tiffany Baltierra, better known as Tiara Girls, are my guests today. They're three-time Austin Music Award winners, and I actually saw them a few weeks ago when I did this Austin Music Foundation event at Native Hostel where I interviewed Frenchie Smith and Kathy Valentine and Lewis Black. And they were all at that interview. And I was like, oh man, we got to get this together because I've seen them play a few times. They're amazing. They're three sisters. They've started playing music together. They've won three Austin Music Awards already. They put out a self-titled EP like a year and a half ago. They put out a new single last year called Leave It to the People. And if you live in Austin, you can see them tonight, Friday, January 4th. Austin Vida presents Tiara Girls at Free Week at Stubbs. That's right. Tonight, January 4th, you can see Tiara Girls for free doing their very first headlining show. They are amazing people. They're an amazing band, first of all. I've seen them play a few times. My friend AJ's told them how cool they are. But I've met their parents, Debbie and Hector, great people. Hector came with them when they did the show. Very, very warm, loving people, very humble people, and just extremely talented. And that Tori, man, she's on fire, man. She's got the makings of a rock star, you know, band leader. The whole band is great. And I just had a great time getting to know them. So without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy my conversation with Tori Sofia and Tiffany Baltierra, better known as Tiara Girls. Let's get down. Your New Year's Eve, you guys played at Auditorium Shores. Mm-hmm. You guys did the Alex Vallejo extravaganza of New Year's.
Yeah. How was it?
He wasn't there.
He wasn't?
We didn't get to say hi to him.
Yeah, he was playing.
Oh, did those guys have a gig? Oh, yeah. A Dead Love Club, probably.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I didn't know that he was in another band. Like, my vision of Alex was, like, very, like, pristine, like, man. And then my dad had showed me this band he was in, and I was like, whoa. It's a little wild.
Listen, me too, okay? Because I've known that guy for years, and I always thought of him as, like, the sweet AJ.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you had an angel on your shoulder and a devil on your shoulder, one would be AJ and one would be Alex.
It was funny.
I felt when I saw him first do that, his wife was there too, and I walked up to her and I was like, what do I not know about this guy?
Yeah, I saw the music videos and I was like, whoa.
So it was a good show where I saw photos from the thing. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, it was like next to a community stage and like a little kid tent to make like these little like flower things. There's like a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like free and like cool.
Yeah. The city celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you guys stay until the late night? How late did you guys play?
We played pretty early, like
we played at 3:30. 30-minute set. And we stayed a little bit to watch some of the other bands. And then we kind of all like
Sorry. I don't have time for you, Emily. Sorry. Okay, so you stayed in what?
We stayed for a little bit and then
walked around, talked to people.
Yeah.
Saw the other band. Mm-hmm.
Who'd you see?
Antonio and his imaginary
friend.
He was playing at the community stage and then I forgot his name. He's more of an Eastern kind of music guy.
He played at One Road Austin. He plays guitar and it's like, it's kind of like,
Eastern Indian.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Do you know Girl in a Coma? Do you have any feeling like kinship with them?
Yeah. In the beginning.
Like a cousin band or something?
Yeah. In like 2012 at, was it Pachanga Fest? It was like when we like attended. We went to go see them because our parents were like, hey, let's go see this band. And we're like, okay, like, I guess it's a girl band. Like, we've never really, like, been able to see a girl band. That was like, the first band that we kind of, like, had ties with. And so we saw them, and after their show, we went and talked to them. There's, like, pictures of us, and we look really ugly because we were, like, I was, like, 8. But, we talked to them, and, like, we, like, saw, like, a connection, and, like, our stories were, like, very similar. And we would, like, go see them, like, at South By, like, every other year and, like, follow them. And, like, we're really close with Nina. And, like, especially me. Like, I have her, like, phone number and, like, we talk sometimes. And I tell her about my problems. And, like, I really want to do a collaboration with her.
She doesn't tell you about hers, does she?
Super cool. No. I don't think we're at that level yet. Yeah.
I'm just joking. I know her as well. She's crazy.
Really cool.
She's really, I don't think she'd be mad at me for saying that.
She's
cool. All right, so you said you were 8 when you saw them the first. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
Okay. And you are, Tiffany, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
That's
19.
Yeah.
Wow, so when did this start? How did this start?
Okay.
It's a story.
So we always grew up like around music because our dad was a DJ.
Okay.
And
that's you, right?
Yeah.
Hector?
All right. Hector Baltierra. So we would like follow him to his gigs and stuff, and like just like listen to the music and like him practicing in our like home and stuff. And we were just always around it. And like personally, I really liked to like see how music affected others and like how people were dancing, and like it just brought people together.
Yeah.
And Tiffany has started on the piano, like with my grandma going to lessons. And then Sophia went to percussion lessons because she was always banging on stuff, and like she just really liked rhythms and beats. And when I was in third grade, when I was 8 years old, my music teacher had brought out his guitar, and he started playing Beatles songs, and I was like, I had like an epiphany, and I was like, wow, like I remember the moment very vividly. I was like, I really like guitar, like it's a really cool instrument. And so I was really shy when I was little, and I went home and I told my mom, I was like, I really want to learn how to play. And she was like, okay, like I'll email him. And so she asked him to give me lessons for like 15 minutes after class, and even when he wasn't supposed to, like it was like a public school, you're not allowed to just like
right.
have your own business out of it. Right. Yeah, so we did that, and like she would come with me after school, and I would learn literally 15 minutes just to learn a few chords, and I would take the school guitar home and like play with it and stuff. And I guess that's how like I started. But then when I was 10, like I had the idea of like let's like start playing together, because we're already playing instruments separately.
People would like, we would tell them like we're each doing our individual thing, and they'd make a joke and be like, oh, you got a band, and we would just like laugh. Mm-hmm. And then Tori was like, well, maybe we should try it out.
Mm-hmm. So we did.
Yeah. How did that start? Like, what did you, were you like, all right, you had drums?
Yeah, Sophia? Well, I was like kind of just learning rhythms on a snare pad.
Uh-huh.
So that was like the slow part, and I didn't even really enjoy that in the beginning, because like learning rhythms on a snare pad is just so boring to me, and it wasn't like what I imagined. What I imagined was like banging on a drum set, like all over the drum set.
Yeah.
But here I was on a little pad. But yeah, once I started getting better at rhythms and like reading music, I could finally put it all over my drum set, and that's when like my passion kind of started.
Yeah, and the teacher that I had learned from, he went on to open his own music academy, like the small little thing. And so we all attended it because we were just like playing instruments separately. So we're like, and that's kind of when we started playing together, was in that little music school. And so we would like, she played piano, I played guitar, and I sang a little bit, but it was really bad because I was really shy and I didn't want to like sing out. And then she played drums. She was on an electric drum set for, like, years. But we started playing there, and then our first gig was, like, I think it was, like,
a recital.
No, our first gig as a band.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, this real estate party, and it was, like, it was really weird. And it was, like, cold, and we, like, all had our outfits, like, we thought we were like a little rock group.
Yeah. Well, you were.
Kind of. We played like a really, really diverse like set of songs.
What were the songs?
We started playing like Beatles songs, like Here Comes the Sun, Isn't She Lovely, and like two original.
Here Comes the Sun.
That was the first song I learned.
That's a weird song to play at a gig, though.
It is. But I mean, people liked it. It was like a family thing.
Sure.
But yeah.
Isn't She Lovely? That's a good song.
Yeah. And like these two originals that we had written with our music teacher, that was like, it was kind of like kitty rock.
Yeah
Like Disney rock.
Pop rock.
So cringy now.
Yeah
None of it went together, but
we have stopped playing those songs now. Yeah. It's so funny looking back on it, but
Now I feel like you're like grown women with a political voice, even like in that thing you did. Did you do that with David Rice at the clubhouse? Mm-hmm. That's an old friend of mine. He's a great dude.
Cool. I feel like he knows everyone. Probably know everyone too.
Well, no, I feel like we were friends like in Houston in the Fitzgerald's era. The era of Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I didn't know that he played music.
Yeah.
I saw like a picture on his wall of him when he was like young, and it was like an album cover. I was like, whoa, dude. Like,
yeah, you know, he made this album like when we were all in our early 20s that was called Orange Number 8. That was kind of like one of those records that, I don't know if you guys have been to the place yet where one of your friends makes a record that you wake up and listen to every day. And all your friends know all the words to all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we released our stuff, like, my friends started, like, at first, I never, like, told people we were in a band or I was in a band.
So you were ashamed of it?
I wasn't ashamed of it. I was just, like, really humble because right. I didn't like the attention from it.
Right.
Like, I consider myself to be a different person on stage. Like, I love the attention. Like, I'm a Leo. Like, you know, and then after I get off of the stage, I'm, like, very humble and I, like, just say thank you and, like, oh, you're so sweet for, like, listening to us and thinking we're, like, a great band. And at school, I didn't want to talk about it because, like, I didn't like the attention, which is so weird to me.
You're at school now, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a senior.
How's that? Richards. Is that weird? Do you leave to go do band stuff? Or do yes. people ever accidentally see you, like, hey, man, I saw you at this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like,
and
now.
Teachers,
yeah.
It's so weird seeing a teacher.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, when's your next show? And then they show up, and I'm like, well, it's kind of weird.
I had a teacher yeah. when I was a freshman in high school came to a gig of mine, and he got drunk and obnoxious.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Isn't yeah. that weird?
Yeah. That's happened.
Yeah.
That's happened, but, yeah, it wasn't crazy.
So, I mean, funny. do kids know that? Do they know your stuff? Are they like, hey, man, I heard your song?
Yeah, I've had, it's like a middle schooler, because like, my school's from 6th grade to 12th grade. And this year, like a few months ago, I had a 6th grader come up to me and she was like, oh my God, are you in the band? And I was like, yeah. Like, she's like, you're in the Chiao Girls, you're the singer, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I love your stuff. Like, and then all her friends were like laughing. And I was like, this is kind of weird. Like, I'd never been like recognized at
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was funny though.
It's weird, isn't it? It's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. And also, like, being, like, young women. I mean, you got your dad with you. That's good, because it is a weird world out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in a band with a woman in Skyrocket, the band I'm in. And also, I have a band with Kathy. It's all women and me.
Wow.
There's like, obviously, people are their own people, and they're empowered to do mm-hmm. stuff. But sometimes you got to make sure someone gets to their car safely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's like three definitely. Of you guys, and you're not like huge, intimidating women.
No. Yeah. No.
You're like little guys.
Very tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our dad's like our roadie, our yeah. security.
He's everything. Yeah. Our mom's like our manager. Like, we could never do that all on our own. Yeah. Like, I don't know how bands do it. Like, our parents have been our number one supporter, like,
I
forever.
Think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because there's people who come up to us and are like, do your parents support what you're doing? Like, if it's, like, something that's uncommon, mm-hmm. we're like, yeah. Like,
and they're like, I really, like, other bands have been like, I really wish I had my parents, like, support. When I was, like, 16, I was playing, like, rock music and they hated it. Like,
yeah.
And, like, I don't, like, think about how lucky I am enough. Like, mm-hmm. it's yeah, crazy. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I've put out like 760 something episodes of this podcast. My dad's never listened to one.
Oh,
wow. I know.
That's great. We have a great support system. We listen to yourself.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Thank you guys. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
Got the TR girls, Dad.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to put this out on Friday. So this will be coming out tonight, January 4th. You'll be playing at Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Vida presents the TR girls for Free Week. Along with a few other bands. Who are the other bands? Hans Gruber and the Diehards. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a huge Diehard fan. That movie. Yeah. So I thought that was a good name.
Yeah, we've never seen them, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Do you get to get out and see music? I mean, for gosh sakes, yeah. You're in high school.
Yeah, I go to shows all the time.
I've seen you guys play. I saw you at One-to-One
mm-hmm.
once. And I've seen you at places. Not just like the other morning, but you guys have been at places.
Yeah, we try to go and see other Austin bands.
Who do you go see? Who do you like? Who are your favorites?
Nagavalli is like our yes. collective
oh, yeah,
favorite.
She was just on the
yeah,
show.
We,
I like her
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, we listen to it.
I like
we
her.
We were like, yeah, yeah.
We want to do something with her.
Yeah,
her voice is just so magical. Like
mm-hmm. when we played a show with her at One-to-One for like the One Road thing for Women in Music.
Uh-huh.
And, like, we were just all, like, every time we see her, we're just, yeah. like, in awe. Because, like, her voice is so smooth and, like, perfect.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. We go to a lot of shows. Especially me. Because, like, I listen to a lot of music. Like, and I like to go to concerts. And, like, I'm not afraid of being in a really big crowd and, like, being, like, trapped. Like, I went to ACL. And, like, ACL's crazy. But, like, I think it's a part of the whole experience to be, like, having sweaty legs and like bobbing your head and like just making random friends with strangers because you're waiting yeah, yeah, an yeah, hour because yeah, the artist yeah. is coming out late and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a cool experience. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you're 17.
I'm 17. I'm living my life.
I'm 50. I did.
You don't look 50.
I did this. Thank you. I did this a live podcast there with Kid Jones and one with Jackie Benson, and one of them was on my birthday, and it was my 50th birthday, and I was ready to get down and party, and Jen from Austin Music Foundation was like, oh, come on, we're gonna go see this band, and my friend Einar pointed at just like the whole crowd of ACL, and he was like, is that what you want to do for your birthday? And I was like, no.
It's fun.
No, it is fun. It is very
well, you
got to
be prepared.
And it's part of it, yeah.
You got to be hydrated, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Where all do you guys play clubs and you do regular shows, but do you do, like, house shows? Like, do you play in people's, like, living rooms where it's all weird and sweaty and people
Black's
are drinking beer
room.
Out of red
cups? I've always wanted to.
Yeah, those are fun.
But, like, we have parents.
That is true.
Like, we can't
that
just go
true.
To, like, a house party right. just, like, by ourselves.
Right.
But I've seen pictures and it looks really fun. Like I've seen other like kid bands for like from like LA and stuff, and they go to their friends' houses. They have like parties and they're like everyone's like friends like with musicians. They're like, come play, like it'll be fun. And they play with like crappy equipment. It's just like a fun time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know. We're more like structured than that, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is, you guys, there was a time like in my coming up, like I was in junior high, like playing in my friend Kayla's living room, like with my band for her birthday, like singing mm-hmm. and playing out of the same amp, you know, had my microphone plugged into one channel.
That sounds fun. I want to do that now.
Yeah.
But we played at Lewis Black's house.
Oh, you did?
In his living room. His house is so cool. Like we were
it was
taking
crazy.
A tour of it and it was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. We played for like the
Austin Music Awards.
It was like a little party thing.
Oh, yeah. You guys have won 3 Austin Music Awards?
Yes.
What awards?
Best Under 18 Band. But now that's not a category
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, they took it out now.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, we weren't even
eligible. We're not even eligible anymore. They're, like, really old.
Anyway. yeah. Now we're trying. What were we trying for?
We went for Song of the Year.
Yeah, Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm. For Leave It to the People.
Leave It to the People. Great song. And you guys wrote that together? Oh, mm-hmm. Let's get back to that. So you did that at the church house. You filmed a video for it at the church, but you recorded it with AJ.
The clubhouse.
Sorry. Oh, church house. Sorry. That's not the studio. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Clubhouse.
Yeah. Sorry, I. David. Whenever we like songwrite, it starts off with me. For that song, I just came up with a progression and like the melody, because like one day I was just like really upset about the like political atmosphere at the time. It was like I think January of last
what
year.
What upset you about it?
Just like Trump and like seeing how like Trump. That's it.
It's such a blanket. Yeah. It's such a blanket guy. Yeah. You know, oh, it's of just course. Him. I saw him this morning. He said some things and now my day's ruined.
Yeah.
Now I feel like it looks outside. Yeah, I know. Okay, yeah. So sorry. So
I had to like get it out. Like being in a Mexican-American girl, okay. I just like,
yeah.
Like everything that was happening upset me. And so I just wanted to like give, like show my voice and like explain how I was feeling and how I knew my sisters were feeling about the whole like atmosphere at the time. And like, because young people right now I feel like are rising in this whole political atmosphere, and so I felt like that we needed to be a part of it, because we kind of have a voice in Austin now and people are like listening to us and looking at us. So I was like, we should do something with that.
Yeah.
So
you can't even vote and you were out there talking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, you do have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with like all the PSAs that we did for Betho and just like the whole voting thing, like I kind of saw like how everything that we're doing is resonating with people, because people that we don't even know from like out of state and like people at our shows are like, hey, I saw your voting thing and it's like really inspiring me, and like I think you guys are so powerful, and it's like we should keep on making stuff because people love us now. So
yeah, and I think it also started a conversation with our friends too. Well, with me personally, like we never really talked about politics and stuff, but like all of my friends are Mexican Americans and people of color, and so I think that it was now a time for us to bring our voices to the light and kind of show people what we think and what our thoughts are on the political atmosphere in Austin.
For the record, I'm Cuban. Yo soy cubano. I'm the first generation born in America.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I'm like an infiltrator. Like I have the look of a guy that's just like maybe from Iowa.
Yeah.
But I'm working on our side. La raza is working hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so sorry. So that I'm there wasn't a lot of political talk all the time. Mm-hmm. During, like, most of what you guys remember is the Obama era.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of, like, turmoil.
And we were never, like, really paying attention to,
no, because,
like,
everything was fine.
Yeah.
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 No one tries to fix anything that isn't broken.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that he was a perfect guy, but it was definitely not this thing. Like, you felt insulted as a woman as well, because you're young.
Yeah.
And this guy insults women a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, we like,
he definitely doesn't like Mexicans.
Yeah. Definitely.
Or Puerto Ricans. Like, we definitely have that in the bag. I don't know how he feels about Cubans. Yeah. He might have slid under the radar.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think young people are, like, really, really powerful. And, like, it's become, like a thing to go to rallies now, like, within, like, I think our generation. It's like, I've attended rallies and, like, I've been scared because, like, I've never really done that. And, like, I went when I was, like, to the first one when I was, like, 16, to, like, a women's march. Then I went to, like a rally and, like, yeah, I was just, like, scared because I'd never done that. And, like, everyone was so passionate on both sides and I'd never seen that. And so I guess that's, like, what inspired me to write Leave It to the People and, like, to get my sisters to, like, get on board with me. So, yeah.
It's good, though, because you guys, I feel like, and I read about it, too, on your thing, like, your music, it's music for an empowered generation. That's your slogan. And it's music of empowerment and like, that you have a voice and you can speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the song is, like, a story, like, along with the message, too. Yeah. And there's, like, I really like the lyrics. Like, I think that's, like, probably, like, the peak in, like, my lyric writing. It's just, yeah, it's really cool. I like it.
Well, the peak so far.
The peak so far. I'm 17. No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
You don't want to have, like, the peak itself. So what's in store next? You guys, for people listening, if you don't know the TR Girls, they have an EP out, No Name, just TR Girls.
Self-titled.
And then a single called Leave It to the People, which is what we're talking about. Amazing song. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Great message.
Yeah.
Gives me hope for the young people of the future. Because sometimes I do just go, like, oh, my God. I see them on those scooters everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You've not ridden one of those scooters?
I have.
You have? Okay. If you said you hadn't.
She has two.
Yeah. You have two?
Yeah. They go really fast. Tiffany? I was really scared.
Yeah?
People are getting hurt.
You guys know Whitney? Whitney? No.
Who's Whitney?
Sydney Wright.
Mm-mm.
Not Whitney Wright. Sydney Wright. She was just on here. She was run over by one. She's a musician.
Oh, yeah.
Run over in a car while she was, or by a car while she was riding one. Yeah.
I think they should get rid of them.
Oh my God.
I think so too.
I don't see the point. Like, it's so dangerous, but it looks so fun. But, like,
yeah.
All right. So what's next on the horizon for TR Girls 2019? What?
We have some songs written and some, like, half songs written.
Okay.
But we're
going to do some remixes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking to do a remix with El Dusty. He's a DJ from Corpus. He's really, really cool. We first saw him during South By of last year because it's 2019 now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's super cool. And he does a lot of collaborations and he invites people on stage with him to do, like, beats while he's doing, like, electronic, like, beats and scratches and, like, beat drops. It's so cool. When we listen to his stuff too, like, it's really cool. So I'm excited to see how that comes out.
How does that work where there's a world of music I'm sure you and all your friends listen to that has nothing to do with the music that you make, right?
Yeah. I listen to a lot of music.
How do you, like, bridge that in your mind? Like, from what's going on and what you hear at a club or what you hear when you're at a party with your friends to what you do as a three-piece. Basically, the same setup as, like, ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm. We all have different music tastes. Like,
I think that's why our sound, I guess, is very different from a lot of other people because we listen to completely different things.
Very different.
And it all comes together as one, like,
kind of sounds weird.
Yeah. Sophia, what's your bag? What are you listening to?
Hip-hop, rap, R&B. So, like, when we were playing our music, I was like, like, that's not at all what I listened to. So it was a bit uncomfortable for me. And that's also kind of why I didn't want to talk about it to my friends because they like the same music I like. And then if I told them I was playing, like,
Indie rock
or something, they'd be like, okay. But, I think now we've kind of incorporated like really cool beats and stuff. So
she gets excited when
well,
we play those
live. Well, that's up to you too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like in the band, do they let you play what you want, or
yeah,
do they yell
do.
At you?
Yeah, she has complete freedom with her beats.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes I go a bit crazy, so they have to like calm me down.
No, but that's good, because you're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, you can push the boundaries of what it is that the three-piece indie rock band is.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. we have. Yeah. Do you guys use other technologies on stage now, or
not yet? I'm kind of really interested in using like a DTX or like a pad and stuff to put some different sounds, which would be really cool.
Yeah.
So
and
I recently got
a wah pedal. That's fun. It's really fun. It sounds so cool.
Have you guys seen, where is it? Oh, it's behind me. Have you guys seen this? It's Mel 9.
What is that?
It's like a mellotron pedal. It makes your guitar sound like an orchestra. And
oh, wow.
Strings
that's
and
cool.
a choir.
I want to learn more about pedals. It changes everything.
It changes everything.
It changes everything.
It becomes a, if you thought like guitars and amps was an expensive thing to be into, the pedal thing.
Yeah, also shout out to my parents for like buying equipment.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
all
also
of our
god awesome. Yeah. Jesse, you guys don't have to work some weird job. Dude, what do you do with the money you make at shows, if you don't mind my asking?
We save it for college.
Okay.
Or we give it to our parents too.
What's gonna happen when you go to college? You're gonna keep the I mean, like, what happens say you get out of high school and now it's if the thing's going and your parents are like, all right guys, we gotta start thinking about some school, and you're like, no, man, we're getting in a van. We're going to America.
Yeah.
Does Hector jump in the van with you guys?
He would.
Like, we also believe that, like, education is something mm-hmm. that can't be taken away from you.
That is great.
So, like, it's super important. Like, I think it comes before music, but it also comes with it. Because, I mean, personally, me, I want to keep doing music.
Right.
Like, to, like,
drop. You can
be in
college and do music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to study arts and entertainment technologies. Like, I'm going towards, like, sound engineering and stuff. And I take a film class at my school.
Okay.
So, I do, like, the sound for my friends' films and my own films and, like, put together music and... Like, I just find it so interesting. And, like, even at the shows we go to, I'm just, like, staring at the sound guys and, like, seeing what they're doing. Because, like, it looks so fun. Like, the whole production side of it all.
Because oh,
yeah, I've been
so
around
fun.
It. Like, I've grown up on stages. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm really passionate about it. But, like, she's very different. She's, like, more on the medical side.
Yeah. When I graduated. Well, I graduated in 2016 and then I went to Texas State. So it wasn't too far away. But I was coming home every weekend for gigs and practice. And
yeah, you were coming home from San Marcos every week during that 30-minute drive.
Yeah, I know. So hard. No, but, like, and then Tori would send me stuff throughout the week to practice, and I'd have my bass there and, like, we'd FaceTime and stuff. But now I'm at ACC, and so it's easier, and, like, we live in the same house, so it's, like, we just go into the garage and just,
or
like,
go to, like, space or something.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I'm still continuing school, and I want to do nursing.
So are you pre-med?
No, I'm going into nursing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a nice job.
It's very different. Like,
yeah, I know. Everybody's like
we don't
you're
really
not
know.
You're not going to be a rock star? Or like,
yeah.
It's not really like, you know, you guys don't seem delusional enough to be like that. No, plan.
Yeah.
Because I was just, like, weird, and I was like, nah, man, this is what I'm doing. People are like, are you sure? Because, you know.
Yeah, our upbringing is very different than, like, a typical, like, young rocker.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We have an insight into, like, what we want our lives to be and, like, what mm-hmm. we value and stuff.
Yeah, and going to Aunt Richard's helped us.
Yeah.
So, tell me about that. What kind of school is that?
It's like, a all-girls school, and it's very, like, college-ready based and...
It's like a college preparatory school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's, like, it's very, like... welcoming and like really cool, but the like workload is very hard, so like
we were doing school, marching band. Then after marching band we
go to band
practice
rehearsal.
For our band, and then we get home at like 8,
and then on the weekends we would have competitions. We would get up at like 6 and then like go have competitions for marching
what?
Band
oh for marching band.
Yeah, and then like after that we would have like a show sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that rarely happens.
Do you guys
so.
Know the Peterson brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys, did you guys maintain that love? Because those guys are like honor roll students too. You guys
I get all A's.
Yeah, we in high school, we were.
You guys are jerks.
Now in college, we are.
Yeah. But me and Sophia graduated with honors, so like
I'm in NHS. I have a great GPA.
National Honor Society?
Yeah. I've been in it since, like, 7th grade.
I'm so perfect. People are probably like, okay, shut up. Nobody cares.
Good job. Yeah, that's, no, you guys do. You have good parents.
Yeah.
You guys are interested. Sophia, what are you in school for? I wasn't skipping you. I was just waiting.
You're good.
Keeping the people waiting.
So I went to ACC after high school because I was kind of I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I didn't have a strong passion for something to know, like, if I wanted to go to, like, Texas State or whatever and spend all my money there. So I started ACC. It's a good price, good people, good community. And just taking, like, general classes, you know, like history and math and all the other stuff. Still kind of not really passionate about something strong enough to say it, but
To declare a major.
Yeah, so I'm doing like general studies, liberal arts.
That's good, because you knock all that stuff out and then you realize you're gonna get to a year and you won't have to take a math class or something.
I didn't want to like take a break, because if I did, I probably wouldn't be going to college.
Yeah,
so
that's a tough one.
Yeah, so I'll be transferring to Texas State, doing general studies over there. So they require you to have 3 minors instead of like 1 major. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing women's studies, communication, and family and child development. Which is
three things
I'm really passionate about. So they'll help me find like a way to combine all those 3 things and find a job after that.
Yeah. So. And our mom has like a little daycare out of our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and cool. So we've like kind of, and she like did that before we were born, and also like when we were like younger. So like we grew up with other kids.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, our parents are very nurturing, as you can tell.
Yeah.
We're amazing kids. But yeah.
See if they'll adopt me.
Yeah, you're
scared
a brother.
They're younger than me, though. That's just weird.
Yeah,
the math won't work out. Let's just pretend, Hector. Wow.
Yeah.
So, do you guys want to have kids?
I do.
Is that any kind of?
I always talk about it.
She is a family woman.
I love kids.
You do.
I'm very independent.
Like 7.
You'd have like 7?
Yeah,
like
7.
Do you guys have any other brothers or sisters?
No. It's just we want a brother, but hasn't come yet.
Not yet.
You can be our brother.
You can be our brother.
Okay, that works.
Okay. Awesome.
I have a brother that's 15.
What?
I know. I have 6 brothers and sisters.
Wow. Our dad had like 10 brothers. Or not 10 brothers. 10 siblings.
Yeah, 10 siblings.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a crazy family. What about, do you guys have boyfriends? You don't have time for boyfriends, do you?
I have a boyfriend.
You do?
And she has a boyfriend.
Yeah. Not me.
Not you. Tori, you're all rock and roll, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're the one that keeps this thing going.
I really do.
If there was a band leader,
I'm the engine.
It would be you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all...
We have
our like little
moments.
I think
in the beginning, I think I was... And then now Tori's, like, so into, like, the world of music that she's, like...
Tori is, like, the leader of the music part, but Tiffany's the leader of, like, keeping us together and on track. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so we're not all being
what
crazy.
Are you?
Like, we can... I don't know.
Yeah. We're not crazy.
I bring
the drummer. What do you mean? What
is
Yeah, bro. Like, if I wasn't in this band, you'd probably be
it's
all
true.
Over the place. So.
She keeps us...
That's so true.
Yeah. Imagine how hard it would be to keep time without Sophia.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine, like, being in a band without someone that's, like, from my family.
That's what I was going to say. What, I mean, do you guys jam with other people? Like, do you have any other kind of, or is this, TR Girls is the thing?
We're, like, pretty exclusive, kind of.
That's cool.
But we're opening our minds now.
Yeah.
And we played with Kathy for a Margaret Moser like tribute thing, Antones, and like even that was kind of weird. Like that was the first time we ever played with someone, and she was like, "Hey, like, let's play the song I wrote, Vacation." And so like, I didn't know she was in the Go-Go's. Like we went to go visit Margaret at South Pop, and like she was there. And my dad was like, "That's Kathy Valentine."
And
we were like, and he kissed her hand, and we were like, "What are you doing? My mom is right next to you." and then he was like, "She's in the Go-Go's," and I was like, "Oh my god! Like I've heard their music. Like that's so cool. Like the girl band."
Yeah.
And so she was like, let's play this song. I was like, I listened to that song. I know that song. Like, and you wrote it. That's crazy. And so we went to space and we rehearsed. And then she invited like a rapper on that song. So it was so cool. It was like us and then Kathy Valentine and then like a rapper.
How cool.
And then we played at Anton's and it was so fun. So fun. She's and I was like amazing. Singing with her.
Yeah. She said at the thing that she wants to work with you guys. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some ideas to some of the things we want to do with her.
Mm-hmm. She's a great person, man. Yeah. She's a great... That band, for some reason, has been very good to me throughout my career. Like, I've worked with Jane and Charlotte from the Go-Go's and also with Kathy a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. When we were working with her, she really helped us open our minds to, like, being able, like, to work with other people. And she was, like, telling me, like, go off on the drum set on this song. Like, show me what you want to do. Because I was kind of just, like, kind of...
Because we've never been that vulnerable with
you're
music.
You're also 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're with some Grammy person.
Yeah.
Nominated, not winning.
Yeah. And like it's just always been us three. So when I saw two other people in the room when we were playing music, kind of like scared me and freaked me out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to like overpower. I kind of wanted her to tell me what to do. I've never been able to like I've never felt that kind of freedom, and she was really like pushing me and showing me that I could have it.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to work with her.
It's funny, the further that you go in this business, you realize that when someone asks you to do something, after they've seen you do what you do, they're not asking you to come do what they tell you to do. Usually they're like, when I'm looking for people to play with me and I'm like, oh man, come play with me. And they're like, what do you want me to play? I'm like, I don't know. I like the way you play.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hardest
part. That's a great
part.
Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to be more open with like collaborating with others, because there's so much to learn from like older musicians and stuff.
I mean, I'm sure working with AJ and stuff was a big, huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And recording for the first time was like nerve wracking.
And he's a very nurturing person.
Yeah.
Like,
he's super cool.
I don't know if y'all know our history. Like, we've been friends for 25 years.
Wow.
And written tons of songs together.
Yeah. I knew you guys were friends, but like,
we have a cooking show.
Oh yeah!
It's pretty sad. We film it here just because it adds to the sadness. Like, to have a cooking show shot in like
we're
some
secret
really
fans.
He puts that on his Instagram, cooking. And I've seen that. I didn't know it was you.
Yeah,
yeah. You guys eat fine cuisine.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
We eat like ramen and stuff.
Well, you're younger. When you get older,
you should teach us how to cook. Like, invite us in your cooking show.
Okay, we will. But the thing
we'll burn
this
everything.
This is the problem with Kathy too, because she doesn't drink. It's called cooking and drinking.
Okay,
and
okay. She can drink.
She's
21. Oh my gosh.
Are you ready for that kind of madness?
Not
she
yet.
She can't cook.
Not be quiet.
She
ready.
Can't cook.
Yeah, she can't.
I'm
cook.
Still
she
learning. I'm still learning.
So did I ask you who it is that you go see when you go see bands here in town, Tori? Who do you go?
We said Nagavalli.
Nagavalli. Some other people.
We really like Blackheart Saints.
Oh yeah.
Money Chicha.
Love Money Chicha.
That's like probably my favorite like local band.
Really? It's one of my favorite bands.
And Nina, I've seen Nina many times. Like, and I don't know if you know this band, Wild Moccasins. They're from Houston.
No.
But they're like amazing.
Should I check them out?
Yes.
Wild Moccasins.
And I've been like listening to them since I was in like 8th grade. And I've been following their story. And I went to go see them at Cheer Ups this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is that their new album, Look Together, the singer and the guitar player have been dating for like 9 years, and I didn't know that. And then they came out with this album about how like about their breakup,
right?
And they wrote it together, like they parted ways and like they lived separately, and they sent each other like their songs.
That's
and like
awesome.
Lyrics and stuff. And like on stage she was singing to him, and like they were just like, it was so weird. I was like, music is like freaking powerful.
It's powerful.
And like you could see the hurt in her face, and like listen to the hurt in her voice. And I was like following their story, and like that's why I went to the show, because I wanted to see how like the album would like come out, like how, you know.
And it did, on a different level, because
really
you're
did.
Seeing it too.
You should listen to it.
I will.
The lyrics are crazy.
That's insane. Have you ever, I mean, you're like, obviously, how much do you write? Like, what do you walk around just writing stuff down when you're
yeah,
living
I
your
have
life
like,
in the day?
Like hella yeah. voice memos and yeah. like, I've been trying to keep a notebook, but I just end up doing it on my phone. It's yeah. so much easier, but yeah, I like to write a lot. Good. After I have like experiences or like, sometimes I just make them up because yeah. I just want to write. So.
You see a movie and there's experience in there.
No,
or
yeah.
something
like,
that happens,
after I watched or, yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody, I literally, like, I was so inspired. I had to go, like, write some.
I just was rehearsing that song, that whole rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that song.
What song? Oh.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. I was
Hard.
Talking about the movie, yeah.
Yeah. This we played the song live.
Really?
They didn't even do the whole thing live.
That's crazy.
You know, they had the
mm-hmm.
The opera was just recorded.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do it. It's weird. It's hard.
Do you hit the high notes?
Not me personally, but someone else does.
Okay. Yeah.
We got a guy for that. We got a high note guy.
The high note guy.
Yeah. If today, the lead singer wasn't there, so I was doing, he was doing the Galileo, and I was going, Galileo. Yeah, I can sound angry. We need to get some, you guys need to get some, I guess UT used to have these co-ops, like mm-hmm. where a bunch of people lived, not a fraternity, but like a poor people's place where they all just mm-hmm. live in this big house, and they'd have these giant parties and concerts would happen, like in the living room of those places. That's what I hope for you guys for 2019.
Yeah,
I know
oh my
there's
God,
bigger,
please
better
tell
shows,
my dad.
But those are fun, everyone's sweating and there's people, you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
weird.
No, we've had like shows where we're like we're going crazy, but like I think like we should play in a house low key at Mohawk when we played with Bitty Bitty Banda. That was like the show that like opened my eyes to like kind of going crazy. Like
people
I went on the
crazy for that band.
Yeah, yeah, and we love her so much. She's very supportive of us, and I think like yeah, like being supportive of other like Latinas and stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen that a lot this year in the Austin music scene. Like I don't know if you know who TK Tunchez is. She has like a market called Frida Friday ATX. Like I think it's like the last Friday of every month. But we started. That was kind of when I opened my horizons to like connecting back with our Mexican American roots, because I saw this community of like Latinas supporting each other, and I was like, we need to get on this boat.
Yeah. So. And it's not so much Mexican, but that whole Manu
yeah,
Chicha
no.
family.
The whole, yeah.
Like the whole Grupo Fantasma, the yeah. the Brown mm-hmm. Out, the
yeah.
Brown Sabbath, every...
They're amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 2019, tonight, if you're listening this the day that it comes out, Friday, January 4th, you can find the TR Girls playing for Free Week for absolutely free.
Absolutely
at
free.
At Stubbs.
Yes.
Along with many other bands.
Show.
It's you're headlining the show?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's weird seeing our name big.
Yeah. And it's weird playing that late too.
Yeah. Yeah. And we played a late show in Dallas. We went on
yeah.
at like 10.
Yeah, but never at like midnight.
That's crazy.
Midnight, huh?
Yeah.
So how are you gonna handle that? You're gonna go do sound check and then go home and take a nap?
Yeah, we have sound check at like 4.
Yeah, God, it's like 8 hours for your gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, it's Stubbs indoors. We've never played yeah. Stubbs indoors, but I've been to a lot of shows there. So
it's a great place. Danny, I think, will be your sound man. He's a great guy. You mm-hmm, can cool. even tell him I said hi.
I think sound guys are like very underappreciated.
Yes, they are.
And like
especially
our parents,
house sound guys.
Yeah, our parents have made it a point to like go and shake their hand after every show and like tell them thank you.
Good job.
It's a habit now because like I have so much respect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah,
and we've had like sound guys being like, oh, you guys are so respectful, like, and like you guys work really well, like doing line checks and stuff. Like we've had bands that are like crappy, they're like rude to the sound guys for no reason. Like
there's no reason you're
like,
being rude to
if you
a stranger,
be nice to them, they'll do you good.
Yeah, yeah, like, the other thing yeah. even on a selfish level, like that's the guy
yeah
that's telling everyone what you sound like. He's the guy between you and the audience. You're mm-hmm. gonna make him mad before you play? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unreasonable, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. So 2019, hopefully getting some new recordings with
yeah.
these new mm-hmm. songs from your mm-hmm. phone.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like graduating as
you'll
well.
You'll be graduating.
And second semester will be so much easier.
It will be.
I should just like lay off of like the all A's, you know?
No, you shouldn't. You know? Finish strong.
No, you shouldn't.
Like, it's so hard to, like, balance school and music.
But she does it.
But I do only have though. A few more
yeah,
months
yeah, okay,
to
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
did you give up
I'm
now?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about, like, playing in, like, house shows now and, like...
There's time for that in the summer.
Yeah.
Your friends you're right. Okay, I'm going to finish strong for you, John.
ACL. Have you guys played ACL yet?
No.
Austin City Limits Music Festival?
Mm-mm.
No.
But you went.
I've been.
Have you played Moody Theater yet?
Mm-mm. We played 310.
Okay.
310's really cool.
Did I see the... Was that an AMF thing? No.
No. It was... We played for One Word Austin, and then we played with Bitty Bitty Banda at that show, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing sound.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Shout out to that sound guy.
Yeah, shout out to that sound guy. I wonder who it is on a regular basis.
I forgot his name.
You know who's good is Kurt at the 1-to-1 bar.
He's yeah. Their sound's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome.
Also very nice. Yeah.
Is there anything I'm missing? People can go to tiaragirls.com.
Oh, yeah. Instagram, Tiara Girl Band, TIARRA. Okay. A lot of people think it's like the tiara.
Right.
But like our last name is Baltierra, so the funny thing, okay, we wanted our name to be like our like straight up end of our last name.
Tierra.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like just land kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but like land in girls. A stronger way.
Yeah.
Dirt girls. But we saw that like another band was called that, so we were like, nah. So we just changed the spelling.
Yeah.
It's like not that deep, but like it's open to interpretation for everyone.
Yeah. I didn't know what kind of... I remember AJ would talk about you guys. Oh, man, you got to hear this band, man. Tiara Girls, man, they're great, man.
That's a great impression.
You sound exactly like him.
I used to have one that I did that makes my friend Anar laugh really hard. I go, dude.
Oh, my God. Literally.
The multiple dude, like yeah, the yeah. Dude. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. People can find you guys at TRGirls.com, and they can find your music on the Spotify and wherever it is you stream and download your jams. Is there anything I'm missing? You're a really great band, and you really like. Are you really nice people? And you make really great nice. Music, and you get. Hector, you guys did a great job. You and Debbie, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, great job, guys. Great job on the kids.
and, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys.
You too.
I've heard great things about you from other people. I've seen you a couple times over the last year or so. And, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen you many times, but we've never talked.
Yeah.
I think I did. I do say hi to you. I remember meeting you at 1-to-1 bar or something at something. I can't remember whose show it was. Or was a big show where a lot of people played?
Didn't we play a lot of shows together? There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Maybe we played together.
I don't think we played together.
I don't know.
We've just been in the same room, just never talked to each other.
Well, you guys played Lewis Black's Living Room?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
That was good?
That was the one. No, that's not the one with Kathy. Kathy was the Margaret thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, we had like a little meeting with Adrian Quesada and Celeste Quesada. Yeah, and then we sort of got like closer with them, especially Celeste. She's super cool, and her kids go to Ann Richards.
Oh, they do.
And so I see them around school like sometimes.
But he is so cool.
Yeah,
she's very cool too. But he's both like one of my music idols.
Woo! And their house is amazing. It's so cute. I want to live there.
Well, happy New Year to you guys. And if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, get out to Stubbs tonight, Friday, January 4th, and see the Tiara Girls headline their first show.
Yes.
At Stubbs.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And late.
Yes. All right. Have a coffee or something. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
The amazingly talented and extremely cool Tiara Girls, Tori, Sophia, and Tiffany. What a great conversation. Their latest single, Leave It to the People, available now wherever you stream and download your jams. And so is their debut self-titled EP, both produced by my dear friend AJ Vallejo. Get out there and check them out. Go to tiaragirls.com. And gang, if you're listening to this the day that it comes out, Friday, January 4th, they will be playing tonight for free week at Stubbs. Go to tiaragirls.com for all of your Tiara Girls needs. Great talking to them. Great hanging with them. Their dad, Hector, very cool dude. Very cool family. What can you do, man? They're talented. They're super cool. Get out there and see the Tiara Girls tonight. All right? And hey, gang, while you're out there checking out tiaragirls.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast wherever it is that you find podcasts, wherever it is that you find them, wherever. Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, the Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Overcast, TuneIn, anywhere. Anywhere you find podcasts, you'll get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. All right? Have a great weekend, whatever it is you're doing. Let's hear some more music from Tiara Girls. This is their single, Leave It to the People. Let's get down. For you and for me. Porque...